Sylacauga and Childersburg have three great radio stations. Mix 106.5, Kix 100.3, and WSGN on 98.3 FM. Which one's your favorite?
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, and businesses are our lifeblood of everything that we do. They shape how we work, how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And today, I have the privilege of being joined by Shane Culver of Radney Smith Funeral Home. How you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
You know, when people think of funeral homes, they think gloom and doom, and it is. Some family is going through a very tough time. First of all, before we get into that, tell us a little bit about how you cope with that, and tell us about yourself in general, Shane.
Well, my name is Shane Culver. I'm 47 years old. I've been in the funeral business since I was 17.
Wow.
So it's really all I know. I live in Childersburg. I'm married, been married for 25 years. I've got a 16-year-old son that we're extremely proud of. And I just love servicing our community.
Well, and of course, we're proud that you're here, to be honest with you. And, you know, when someone's time of need comes up, when a loved one dies, first of all, you guys do an excellent job of being compassionate. I think that's the first key to this, isn't it?
It is. You have to have a servant's heart. You know, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Yep.
So, you know, our passion is servicing our families and loving on them. That's what we do.
Well, you have a lot of people that work there with you. How about talking about some of the folks that you have that you depend on each and every day?
Well, kind of the main person in our backbone of the funeral home is our office manager, Norma Costner. She does a lot of the behind-the-scenes things and doesn't see a lot of the families, but she's our go-to for everything. And then, of course, we've got our assistant manager, Tyler Harris. He's a licensed funeral director. And we've got Lisa Kaiser, which is she is going to school to get her license, so she's our apprentice. And those are mainly the ones that deal with the families, them and myself.
And when a family comes in, take us through a process of what maybe some families that are listening or watching this do not know of what they need to do when a loved one does leave this earth.
Well, the first thing, of course, is someone there calls the funeral home. So if you're at a hospital or a hospice group or something like that, you're going to tell the nurse to just call us, and then we take it from there. We send someone out to the facility or the home. They bring the person back into our care. Then we call the family, set up a time for them to come and make arrangements. When we do that, we give them a list of things to bring with them. Of course, they're going to be gathering up clothing. They're going to be gathering up information that we're going to need for the death certificate. And it's things like the mother and father's names, birth dates, and social security numbers, things of that nature.
Well, and of course, a lot of people are, you and I have talked a little bit off air about, you know, you only really go through this just a couple of times, maybe sometime in your lifetime, that you have to handle a funeral service as a, you know, as someone in the public, not you guys, but so it's not something that you're used to. It's certainly not something that you're proud of, but yet the funeral home itself and Radney Smith can hold their head high because they not only serve these people, they minister to them. You know when they come in, they're hurting. You know that times have been better. Obviously, they've lost someone that they've loved. So obviously, you can get a lot of satisfaction out of that yourself.
Oh, it's wonderful to be able to serve people. When someone passes away, the family, they're in a whirlwind. They've got people coming at them from every direction. You know, people wanting to love on them, call them, touch base with them, so their phone's ringing off the hook. Most of the time they've been sleep deprived. So they're, you know, they're in a very vulnerable state. And our job is to walk them through it step by step and make it easy for them.
Absolutely. And of course, your staff, as you mentioned, you know, I've been to several funerals at Radney Smith Funeral Home, been through it personally with family members myself. They're just really, to me, the excellence in that, the way that things are clean, the way that things are very professionally done. I got to hand it to you guys. It's just state of the art.
Well, thank you very much. We take pride in what we do.
And of course, a lot of people nowadays have life insurance. Talk a little bit about that aspect of how you work with insurance companies as well.
We do. And that way, you know, if a family has a life insurance policy, we can do an assignment on that. And it takes the pressure off of a family to have that much money up front. And it helps us to have really no out-of-pocket costs for the family at the time.
Yeah.
So, you know, life insurance is a very, very valuable asset for a family.
It really is. And talking about the cost of that, we may touch a little bit on that, but we're also going to talk about some other things. When we come back, we need to take a break, and we'll come back and talk with Shane a little bit more from Radney Smith Funeral Home. You are listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
You know, we're talking with Shane Culver of Radney Smith Funeral Home, and we've been talking about how they serve our community so well in their time of need. And of course, Shane, you know, we touched on having life insurance that helps tremendously for the family not to have to worry about to come up with a lot of money at their time of sorrow. I just got to ask, average cost now of a funeral has gone up so much over the last 25, 30 years. Talk a little bit about that.
Well, you know, now we offer packages, which makes everything a little more convenient for a family. They make a couple of choices versus 30 different little bitty choices.
Right.
So it takes a lot of the pressure off of a family. But your average funeral is going to range anywhere between $8,000 to $12,000. You know, you've got cemetery cost, you've got opening and closing the graves. There's a lot of factors there that do run those costs up.
And, of course, you and I also were talking about things that a lot of people may not know about the funeral home. What are some of the things that Radney Smith Funeral Home can do? Because when you're in the time of need, you don't think about those things. You've got somebody helping you, guide you through this, of course. But what are some of the things that the average public does not know about the funeral home?
Most people do not understand the ability that we have to personalize a service itself, to make it personal for the individual or the family. And we tell people all the time, if it'll fit through the doors of the funeral home, bring it. We'll put it in there. You know, I've put anything in our chapel from kayaks to Harley-Davidson motorcycles.
Wow.
Anything that's going to make it personal.
And you know, I've actually gone to several funerals to where I have stood and watched that board with all the pictures for several minutes, just, you know, amazed at what you can see, videos. And now I understand you can actually get the service on Facebook.
Yes, we can live stream to Facebook. We can... Of course, we make the movies and the pictures and the slideshows. Those actually go on our website also. They're there forever. So anyone, anywhere can log on and watch and see.
In the business that you are in, of course, we've touched a little bit on the people who help you. You are the general manager of the funeral home. And, of course, you've been doing this for for 30 something years and you can't do it by yourself, but how do you motivate? Maybe that's not the best term to use when talking about a funeral home, but how do you guys stay positive? Because you know that every case you deal with, somebody has lost a loved one.
Well, our interaction at the funeral home amongst ourselves is like a family. We treat each other like family. We eat together at lunchtime. We cook for each other. David Vick cooks for us every Thursday. That family-like atmosphere with us being a family, serving other families, and that's how we do what we do. And it's a wonderful experience.
And, of course, when you work in a situation like that and you're with family, I would assume that that makes it so much easier to deal with families who are coming in that are hurting.
Exactly. It does.
And, of course, I got to ask you this. Of course, Rodney Smith Funeral Home has been here for a long, long time. Where do you see the future of the funeral home business 10, 15 years from now? Different, maybe technology helping. Where do you see things going?
Convenience. Convenience is starting to play a major factor for our families. We're starting to offer catering. We're starting to offer, of course, the digital side of everything mm-hmm. that's coming in with Facebook and our websites. But, you know, where a family can come in, have a visitation, have food there while they're having their visitation, meet with friends and family, have the service, and then they go home. And, you know, today's clientele doesn't necessarily want everyone back at the house after the service is over with.
Right.
And we're offering those things at the funeral home to where there's no cleanup. It's just complete taken care of there at the funeral home for the families.
And, of course, I can remember years and years ago where some folks had their viewing at their home and how that has changed so much now. And like you said, there's just certain aspects of the funeral home and things that they offered that most of the people of the general public just do not know.
Right. I mean, the convenience factor, the digital stuff that we can do there, and the personalization. We've come so far in the 30 years that I've been in the funeral business. And I can't wait to see what it looks like 20 years from now.
And, of course, as you mentioned, putting many things in a funeral that you've seen different, I'm sure that as we go through time, that's going to get even more elaborate as we go through.
I hope so.
Yeah, of course, Rodney Smith Funeral Home has been a successful part of our community here for many, many years. And I appreciate Shane Culver coming in today. And you've been doing this ever since you were 17 years old.
I was actually still in high school when I started at the funeral home.
How can people learn more about Rodney Smith Funeral Home website or how do they learn more about it?
Well, our website, of course, and then call the funeral home. Come by, have coffee with us. We love visitors. We just want to be part of the community, and we just want to help.
Well, I can say that you guys serve our community so very well, and we're blessed to have Rodney Smith Funeral Home in our community, especially knowing that when you call on them, you've got a need and you have lost a loved one. And, of course, they will do an excellent job in making sure that you get through that situation in the absolute best way you can. Shane, I appreciate you coming in today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And, of course, thanks again to Shane Culver for joining us from Rodney Smith Funeral Home on Businesses in Our Backyard. You can join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses here in and around our area. And be sure to share this with your friends and give the podcast a 5-star rating. Thanks for watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.